Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Well, welcome, everybody. And today we're going to be talking with content marketing expert Jeff Herring. And Jeff, there's something that I want you to talk about first, and this is what I call the bacon cat mantra. What is that?
That's a great title.
Thank you.
That's a great title. See, here's the thing, Brian. Most people and most of my students that I talk with, one of the things they tell me about is the first thing they do every day, because I kind of have them walk me through their business day. The first thing they do is check their email every day. And I just jump all over that and say, no, that's got to stop today. But no, okay? Because when you check your email as the first thing you do every day in your business, you're starting your day based on someone else's agenda.
Yep. Very true.
For dramatic effect. I wanted that to sink in because, you know, you don't think about it, but it is. Email, 90 times out of 10, is someone else's agenda. So why do you want to do that? Okay. So the question then becomes, what do you do instead? Well, one of the very first things I do after I check orders and you know, the bank accounts, first thing in the morning, is I create some kind of content. Some kind of revenue-generating content, and it's the first in my list of what I call DRGRs, daily revenue-generating rituals, and that can be something as simple as a 140-character or less tweet about bacon, of course, or all the way to, you know, a Kindle book or part of a Kindle book, an article, a video, part of a webinar presentation, part of a blog post, part of a product. You know, just as long as you're creating some kind of revenue-generating content and getting it out there in the world, that way you're starting your day generating revenue. And, you know, the agendas of other people can wait till later in the day.
See, I love that. I absolutely love that, because then you're focusing on your business first as opposed to the distractions. So tell us about you. I know that you went from being a counselor to a content marketer. How did that happen?
Quite a trip, huh? Mm-hmm. But the only thing it has in common is it starts with a C. Actually, that's not true. I mean, I use a lot of what I learned working with people for 25 years in different ways in private practice and working with my students now because, you know, one of the things I tell people now is, you know, don't go to therapy. Just start an online business because it'll help you grow quicker because it'll push you in all the places you never expected. But, you know, all I ever wanted to do growing up was be a counselor. I was always the guy that friends came and talked to, and this sounds so made up, but it's the absolute truth about how I decided what I wanted to be when I grew up. I remember the Bob Newhart show when he played a psychologist?
Yes.
Well, I watched that on a Monday night, and on Tuesday at lunch, I'm sitting out in front of the lunchroom at Winter Park High School with a buddy named Rick, and he's telling me about a girl problem. And I just watched that show before, and, you know, you're a junior in high school. They're putting pressure on you, but you got to decide, you know, what your major is going to be, right? I went, I've been doing this all my life, and that guy on TV gets paid for it. Oh, okay, that's what I'll do. So that's really how it happened. And so I was in private practice for about 25, 26 years, working with couples and teenagers and their families, and just loving it. And in 94, I started writing a column for the local newspaper about relationships, just 650 words a week, which was really hilarious because I never finished my PhD at Florida State because my professors told me I couldn't write, and I believed them. So all of a sudden, I'm writing this column for the paper. And funny story, a couple years ago, one of those professors signed up for one of my content creation workshops, which was a pretty happy day.
That's awesome.
that was fun. Here's the point of telling you that, is that by doing that, I learned something that changed the trajectory of my career, of my life, and has changed the trajectory of a lot of people's careers. Because here's the bottom line. When you can show people on a regular basis when you can demonstrate to people on a regular basis how you approach their problems and how you solve their problems, it turns the whole marketing dynamic upside down. Because in Tallahassee, because of the universities, there are more therapists than cab drivers. Tallahassee, Florida is teeming with mental health.
Wow.
Because of it. And, you know, marketing a practice there is tough. And I had done a lot of things to set myself apart. But that column put me over the top. I became the guy in the paper. And every other counselor in town, their first call, you know, the first question would be, you know, how much do you charge and will my insurance cover it? Which, those questions make sense until you realize we're really asking, how little can I pay you and can I get someone else to do it? Not something you want to hear from your prospect. But the first question I got, because of the content, because people saw how I approached their problems and how I solved them, was how soon can we get in to see you? And the fee wasn't an issue. Now, transferring that to online, it's the same thing, and it's what I teach online about content creation. No matter your niche, when you can demonstrate, when you can have content where people can access it on a regular basis, Brian, that demonstrates how you approach problems and how you solve their problems, you no longer have to pursue clients because clients are pursuing you.
Amen to that. I totally buy into it because I know it works, because that's essentially what I've learned from you and other people. So define what content marketing is. What does that mean?
That's a great question, because basically all it is taking your expertise and packaging it in a way that's consumable. Okay? Typically, think about traditional marketing. Traditional marketing is telling everybody you're a rock star. I'm the best. I'm great. Come look at me. Come buy from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of content marketing is it's showing everybody you're a rock star. You don't have to say it. You demonstrate it, because you're putting content out there that helps people solve their problems. It could be something as simple as, you know, three mistakes most people make when setting New Year's goals. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a piece of content that people are going to learn from. And so really, it's simply taking your expertise, turning it into consumable packages, and getting it out there. And the way I teach it, which is unique, is I break it into five steps. The first one is content creation. And then everything from there, Brian, is all the benefits of being able to create content. Because when you can create content, you become visible online very quickly. That whole question of, well, you know, what do I say on social media disappears, because you get your content out there. And a few things about bacon. Sometimes cats. So the first one is online visibility. Second benefit is traffic generation, because people see your content. You have links back into your online real estate, and people travel there. The next benefit is building a list, because then, you know, you invite people to come get something free from you, and they join your community. And then the fourth benefit and the fifth step is really cool, because what people don't realize is when they're creating their content, they're creating their information products. Because you can take your content that you created in blog posts, videos, articles, you can bundle it together, you can beef it up, and it becomes an information product. So those five steps, just to be clear, are content creation, online visibility, traffic generation, list building, and product creation. And that's the way to do content marketing.
See, that's awesome. And I talked about in my podcast about the whole Bacon Bits book, so I'm not going to dive into that, but you know the story. It was through meeting you that, you know, I took a blog and turned it into a book, and it was so easy. And it's an awesome, and the book becomes credibility, and there's just so much more layers to that onion. So
absolutely. And you say that in passing, but, you know, just, you know, hats off for you, because you took that notion and ran with it and really took action, and you built something really great around it. So
thank you. From the time that you were doing the article in the paper to now, how has things evolved? I mean, have things changed a lot?
Great question. You know, going back to when I was in practice, having that in the newspaper helped. What changed a lot of things was when newspapers went online. Because in the practice, all of a sudden, people in all around the world are reading that article online, and I've got people flying in from like LaGuardia to little old Tallahassee Regional Airport to work with me in my office. So, you know, things went global. When I first took it online, you know, it was more about article marketing than anything else. And that's a small piece of content marketing, which is a small piece of the whole online marketing world. Even though those five steps I gave you is what you need to be successful at to be successful in any niche in online. But it's grown for me from just teaching one way of doing it, articles, to teaching multiple ways. Articles, blog posts, videos, webinars, teleseminars, social media, infographics, and on it goes. So it continues to grow. And the funny part about it, Brian, is that when I first started doing this, people were talking about how, you know, content marketing is dead. We've got audio now and we've got video now. And at first it would make me angry. And then one day I realized, wait a minute, every time somebody says this, I get to talk about why it's not true. My students and I make more money. So this is cool. And so, you know, picture or imagine this podcast show with no sound. Okay. This is content. It's audio content, right? A video is viewed and listened to content. And so, you know, you're always going to have content. And so, not only does it still work? I think it works better. There's just more channels now to deliver your content on, to distribute your content through, and just more channels to drive your content.
Explain why people should use content marketing. I mean, what's the main purpose behind this? So you're generating all this content. What does it do?
That's a great question. And see, here's the thing I want people to get past before we answer that, because we've talked about creating content, and I can hear the objections out there, but I can't write. I can't put together content, blah, 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 blah. Look, if you can create a 7-item grocery list, if you can have a conversation on the phone, if you can answer a client's question, you can create content. Okay? You don't have to write it. We're speaking content right now. Okay? At the NAMS conference where we met, I listened to a friend of mine, Alex Mondozian, talking about, you know, the time of content creation being passed. And I started laughing, even though I was on the front row. I didn't want to be rude, because I thought, here's just another person saying this thing. But let me ask you, Brian, while he was saying the time of content creation is past, what was he doing?
He was delivering content.
Yeah, he was creating content, okay? And so if you think about it, content is what the whole internet revolves around. It's what all kinds of media revolves around. You got to have content. When I'm working with students to go speak, for instance, or to go create a column somewhere, I ask them, imagine a blank sheet of paper. Imagine an auditorium and nobody's at the speaker's podium. You know, you got to have content. So it drives everything. And now see, here's one of the advantages of just being that person that everybody talked to growing up. And I don't go looking for this. It just happens. But people tend to tell me stuff they don't tell anybody else. And it just kind of happens that way. And it happened when I first started getting into the speaking part of this industry and going to speak for different promoters. And, you know, I'd be talking about content marketing and they'd pull me aside and go, you know, my whole business is built around content marketing. I just don't advertise it. And I'd say, yeah, I know. And so really any successful online business is built around content. And so why use it? Here's why you use it. When you can get good at it, when you can demonstrate to people, again, how you approach their problems and how you solve their problems, you are going to set yourself apart from anybody else in your niche because they're going to be approaching you. And here's an example of that. And that's what happens to me every time I go to a conference. Two things happen without fail. People that have heard me on a webinar or on a teleseminar or on a video come up to me and we meet, and it's great to meet people in person. And not long after we first meet, most people will look at me and go, you know, I thought you'd be taller. And it took me a while to come up with a good answer for that. My answer now is, yeah, so did I. You know, and I got to 5'10" and stopped. So, but the other thing they say is that they'll say stuff like, Jeff, I love your stuff. What's your best resource for me? Okay? Now, I want to break that down a little bit for you because it just sounds like a nice line or a nice compliment. But here's what it means. When someone says to you, hey, I love your stuff, what's your best resource for me? That's telling you they've already made a buying decision. They are ready to spend money with you. Their credit card is out. They're just looking to you to be the trusted mentor, or the trusted guide to lead them to the right place. And that is a great way to do business.
So you've got a system that helps people better manage their content marketing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Before you can enjoy all the stuff from content marketing, getting found out there online, driving highly qualified traffic to your pages, your opt-in pages, your websites, your podcast shows, before you can build a list of people to minister and market to, and before you can create products out of it, you got to create content. And so what I've put together is a set of templates that help you create content. There's 21 of them plus some bonus ones. And they're plug and play. You get to look at them. You get formulas and step-by-step instructions. You get look over my shoulder videos to be able to look over my shoulder as I create content with that template. You get examples from me, examples from my best students. And so it takes all the guesswork out. All it is a way to pull out a template. Like my original online mentor, Tom Antion, uses this stuff, and one day he had to, come up with a 500-word article about something and didn't have time to stare at a blank screen, so he pulled out the templates. 2 minutes later, he's filling in the blanks. 20 minutes later, it's out on the internet making him money. And so that's the way to get started. Every one of my courses starts with a Get Started Here module, so you know exactly where to get started, exactly what to do next, and it will help you create your content that you can use as blog posts, as articles, as videos, as audios, and get your message out there.
That's fabulous. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Jeff, what's the best way for them to do that?
Come on over to jeffherring.com. And what you'll be able to do when you go there, there'll be a place where you can grab a content creation template that you can experiment with, and you can reach me there. And that's a great way to get started. And I can't wait to meet you over there, folks.
Jeff, you've really dove deep into this stuff and I greatly appreciate it. I know my audience is going to greatly appreciate it. I mean, you really gave us a baker's dozen of material today, because man, it's a lot of stuff and it was all fabulous. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, man, for having me. You ask great questions, so you make it easy. And folks, go use this stuff.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.